Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about what it means to actually grow a sustainable high-ticket dropshipping business, not just one that you start and then it makes a bunch of money and then it kind of fizzles out and you lose, you know, focus and you look on other projects. So how to actually make your business sustainable. Now, if this is your first time listening to the High-Ticket Dropshipping Podcast, then go get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And you'll get a really good idea on what profitable products there are to sell out there online in high-ticket dropshipping. And if you go into my free mini course after that, then you'll have a way better idea of how high-ticket dropshipping works. All right, so get those free offers at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. So when you're first getting started with high-ticket dropshipping, it's really hard to understand this entire model because there's a lot of things involved. But if you take a step back for a minute and you consider like you're going back to school or something like that, you have a textbook and you have an instructor. Your textbook might be like a book about dropshipping, and your instructor might be a YouTube video channel or something like that. Like, for instance, if you wanted to go on Amazon and get my book, it's called E-Commerce Paradise. You can go there, get it on your Kindle. And if you want to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to the YouTube channel, you can go type into YouTube E-Commerce Paradise and subscribe. And then you'll have a book to follow and an instructor. And if you also want to have a step-by-step course, you can go check out my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com and follow the links there. And so if you consider it like school, and if you enroll in school, basically what's going to happen is you have to choose your programs. So every class usually lasts about a semester, and I'm talking about college here, by the way. And you know, your program is going to last usually 2 to 4 years, right? Depending on what program you want. So, if you're going to take a program on, let's just say, entrepreneurship, and you want to get a degree in that, you're going to probably have to go to school for about 4 years to get that degree. And why does it take 4 years? Because there's a lot of different aspects of entrepreneurship you got to cover to be a business owner, okay? Being a business owner is just not just like doing one thing, sit in front of your computer, you make money magically. Being a business owner means you got to cover a lot of ground and you got to have a lot of different training. What I did back in the day when I was younger, in my early 20s, is I went to college at a community college in Southern California, and California State had a program back then called the Board of Governors Fee Waiver Program. So I actually got to go to college for free because I was a California resident. And they might have that still, so if you're in California, check that out. But in the community colleges, they have business programs. They have classes on sales, on marketing. They have multiple classes. They have classes on personal finance and business finance. They have classes on accounting. They have classes on import-export. And depending on the college, get some advanced classes. They also have just basic entrepreneurship classes, business communication classes, international business, and lots of other topics related to business, like business management and stuff like that. So if you go and actually take courses and classes and all these different topics surrounding entrepreneurship, business ownership, you'll have a much better understanding of how to run a business for the long term, okay? Because businesses are not just like a get-rich-quick thing and, you know, you start a business and overnight you're making 10K a month and it's automatically 10K every single month, okay? That's a job, okay? You start a job and automatically you're going to get 10K a month if that's your salary, right? And then you're not going to lose that 10K a month unless you get fired or get laid off, right? You're not going to make over that 10K unless you get commissions or unless you get a raise or something like that. And you're not going to make under that 10K unless you get a pay cut. That's how a job works, okay? And a job is something that is created by a company that's already been in existence for a long time, has a proven track record. It was obviously started by an entrepreneur usually and or a group of entrepreneurs. And you know, they built that business really big in the long run. So consider how much work went into building the company that you're applying for a job for and what your role is going to be there. And if you want to go out and get a job and get a 10K a month salary, you got to look up what kind of jobs are paid you $10,000 a month, you know, which is approximately $2,500 a week. And, that kind of thing is going to probably take some advanced skill sets like engineering or sales or marketing or management. Okay. You have to understand what you're getting yourself into, and you're going to have to answer to a boss and stuff. Now, starting your own business is never going to be consistent. Okay, it's never going to be something you can rely on. You're always going to have to be working on it. So a lot of people get into business thinking, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to kill it, $100,000 a month, you know, complete bullshit. And I'm really sorry if I'm like ruining your dreams and stuff like that. But business, especially long-term business and consistent business, means you have to always be working on stuff. You got to always be planning things out a whole quarter ahead of time, months ahead of time, weeks ahead of time, that kind of thing. And you got to always be figuring out the best direction to take the company, because companies often flex depending on the marketplace and the needs and demands of your consumers and your customers, things like that, your target market. Okay. And then also, of course, on your product or your service and your ability to fulfill that product or service in the marketplace and with current, you know, trends and whatnot. And then also your competitors and how well they're doing and how much they're competing and promoting and what they're creating and how much they're advertising, marketing, that kind of thing, and how good they are at it and how much, you know, people like them and stuff like that. So just know, number one thing in business is you can never just stay the same and expect to get the same amount of income. Okay. That doesn't happen. If you do nothing in business, usually your income will go down. Your revenue will go down. And, you know, in business, usually you have some fixed costs. Like you have hosting fees, especially for internet business, you have hosting fees, email marketing fees, things like that, fixed costs every month. So if your revenue goes down, you know, your entire net income is going to go down and you're still going to have those fixed costs. Okay. So understand that you always have to be working on your business and you always have to be researching your market and your target market so you can figure out where to take your business in the future. New competitors are always going to be coming in. Some old competitors will be like sort of dropping out sometimes and disappearing, coming back, that kind of thing. Some long-term competitors are just consistent and they're on it and they've been doing it for so long and they're the best and it's going to be hard to compete with them, okay? But as a newbie, as someone who's entering a market for the first time, you have to have a foundational understanding of how to grow a business, how to run a business before you even get started, so that through the tough times that you are still going to persevere and that you know and have an understanding why certain things aren't working out. It's just because you aren't doing it right or you haven't done the right thing. So if your income goes down 1 month, you got to think like, okay, well, have I produced enough content? Have I, you know, added enough products? Have I optimized those products? Have I managed my ad account? Have I created enough, you know, graphics and grown a social media community? Have I emailed my list enough? You know, all these things are really important with online business, with any business in general. You know, if you go to any one of the biggest e-commerce businesses like Amazon or eBay or Wayfair, or Overstock, and you sign up for their email list or become a customer of theirs, you know, check your marketing, check all your social media channels and your email account. I bet you you're going to get communication from them almost on a daily basis because they've been around for so long. They know how important daily communication is. So if you're running an online business and you're not communicating with your list in one way or another on a daily basis, either through direct email or through you know, whatever medium you use for communication, let it be YouTube videos or blog posts or podcast or social media posts, that kind of stuff. If you're not communicating at least with one of those channels every single day, then those consumers are looking elsewhere for the information, okay? And one other thing to consider when you're thinking about this is leads are time sensitive, okay? When you get a lead, that means they're interested right now. They're not going to be interested in 3 months, you know, and maybe 3 months ago they weren't interested. But right now, all you know is that right now they're interested. So you've got to market to them heavy when they come in. And so when a lead comes in, usually you have a follow-up sequence through email, you retarget them on social media, you are already posting consistently throughout your marketing channels every single day, so they should see your consistent posting. And you know, they will then be much more likely to be a customer of yours because you already have a consistent business in place. See, business, successful business is all about consistency. Once you reach this level of consistency, especially with touching your target market in some communication point or another, you're going to close way more sales. Okay. So that means every single day logging into your store, taking care of your customers, and then second, creating some sort of content and pushing it to your list in one way or another. Okay. That means emailing, that means YouTube if you do YouTube, that means blogging if you do blogging, that means social media. Okay. So one way or another, every single day you log in, you take care of current customers, and then you reach out to your lists and you market to them. And then beyond that, you're doing future planning. So you're planning out big launches or you're planning out special promotions into the future. Like you can always look at the calendar and see all the sales holidays and think, okay, which sales holiday is coming up this month or next month or whatever, and how can I plan and prepare for that? You know, right now it's Black Friday, obviously, is the big one. And of course it's the end of October, so you can do something for Halloween maybe because it's a holiday. You can make something up. So just always understand that there's at least one or two sales holidays every single month, and that allows you to do some sort of a big sales promotion. But you should still be promoting your list every single day. And don't just spam them every day. Send them valuable content in between the spams, okay? So like, you know, two or three valuable contents and then one, you know, sales promotional message, that kind of thing. And you're much more likely, obviously, to get customers. And make your informational content around your product, okay? So you can lead them to making a sale by attacking it in different angles, that kind of stuff. So these are really important things to consider for long-term business scalability. Consistency is key. the next point I want to make is that you have to have your finances in place and organized, and you need to be cash flow positive in your business. If you're cash flow negative, then you're running into big problems. Okay, a lot of businesses are cash flow negative in the beginning. Dropshipping is definitely one of those, because what happens is you get into it, you might make a few, you know, $1,000 sales, but you have to wait until those products ship out. You have to wait to receive that those funds into your checking account to pay off the cost of goods sold. So you have to buy the products right up front. So right off the bat, if you make 5 high ticket sales at $1,000 in your first month, then you're $5,000 in debt at the moment. And then, you know, as soon as the products ship out and you get paid to your checking account and you pay off that debt, then you're cash flow positive. But of course, you'll be cash flow negative at first. Okay, so you have to have a spreadsheet, and you have to keep track of your orders, keep track of which credit card you used to make the purchases for those products, keep track of the date those purchases were made, and the date that you paid that off. Okay, so this is an income statement and a cash flow statement. They're really important things to have in your business. And if you don't, then now's the best time to get that going. Okay. Just look it up online, you know, income statement templates or cash flow statement templates, and use Google Sheets. It's really simple, and you can build your own. Okay. If you're in the masterclass, the high ticket dropshipping masterclass that I did, there is a bookkeeping sheet in there, income statement, cash flow statement, all that stuff. So get in there and get that stuff downloaded and start using it today for your business. It's really important. Okay, and just so you guys know, I built this high ticket dropshipping masterclass for advanced members as well as beginners. Okay, it's mostly geared towards beginners, because going from zero to launch is the hardest thing, but going from launch to scaling is all about consistency. Okay, so all you have to do is take the advanced steps that I cover in the course and repeat them day after day after day and come up with a consistent content schedule. Okay. And when you have that schedule of content going out, you will get way more sales. It's just kind of how it works. Content is king. Okay. So make sure you understand that about business, guys. You got to really have consistent work ethic and content creation and optimization efforts and stuff like that in place. Every single day, you got to work on it. If you want to take a day off, take a day off, right? If you want to go on vacation, take a vacation, but don't do it for too long. And when you get back, get right back to work. And the last thing I'll mention about creating a long-term sustainable business is team building. Team building is so important, and I can't stress this enough. In the long term, if you're going to scale past a certain dollar amount, like $100,000 a month, that kind of thing, you absolutely have to hire virtual assistants or just build a team in-house, that kind of thing. I mean, it depends on where you're at and what you're doing and stuff like that, what your goals are, but you can have an office in your local town and hire somebody to work at that office, and you go work at the office too. But if you want to travel abroad and stuff like that a lot, be a digital nomad, you can hire VAs in the Philippines, you can hire VAs in the US, you can hire VAs in Europe, whatever. Just hire a team and have a team member do one specific thing for your business. Don't have one guy or gal do everything for you, because they're going to get disorganized and it's going to be hard for them. It's going to be stressful. Okay. So have one team member for one process, one team member for another. And later on when you're scaling, this all should be definitely affordable within your net profits. Okay. So, you know, for instance, a Filipino might cost you $3 to $5 an hour. Some in the US might cost $10 or $15 an hour. So hire those people according to the needs of the market. If you know, if you're making, if you have a target market that's like US people and they're really conservative, I would definitely probably recommend hiring somebody in the US that speaks English, that's within that target market, to handle those customer service and sales for you. Whereas if you hire a Filipino, you can definitely find world-class Filipinos. It's just much harder, and you have to really sift through a lot of them to get to them. Okay. So be really good at learning hiring skills and interview skills. And you have to practice a lot. You have to interview a lot of people, go through a lot of applications. You can post to job boards like onlinejobs.ph, FreeUp, Upwork. There's tons of other ones too. You can even post on Craigslist or something like that. But you've got to get used to having hiring criteria, minimum requirements, and things that you really are looking for, and then interview questions that will draw that out of people and help you figure out exactly what kind of people they are. Okay, because that's really important. When you build a team and you're scaling, then you're much more scalable. You're less stressed out, and you're able to still work as the CEO of your business, work on your business and building it, as opposed to just working in it all the time. Okay, so don't get caught in the entrepreneur's dilemma. dilemma, in that trap where they think, oh, I'm the entrepreneur, I'm the best one for the job, I'm the only one that can do it, don't tell yourself that. It's not absolutely true. There are other people out there that are as skilled or more skilled than you are in these little specialties within your business, and you can outsource all the different departments of your business, and you can build a much bigger and better business that way and really continue to provide good customer support as you scale, okay? And that's really the goal here, is you want to take care of your customers, you want to make sure that they have a great experience, and you want to build a business with a really, really, really well-recognized brand and company culture, okay? If you look at any big business out there that comes to your, what's the first business that comes to your mind that has a great company culture? You know, for me, for instance, is Shopify. Shopify has a really good company culture, right? Why is that? Well, because they have a really good customer service team. Number one, you can call them, you can write them, you can chat with them any time of the day or night. They'll take care of your needs, okay? They have a really great platform. They're constantly improving their software. They're improving their services. They're improving their marketplace, and they're bringing people together and connecting people, and they're always growing and stuff like that. That's a great company culture, okay? So build your company culture around those same sort of ideals, and you're gonna have a really great business for the long run, okay? So guys, don't jump into business if you're just getting started thinking it's a get rich quick overnight thing, and definitely consider it for the long run and make sure this is the right decision for you. And for those that are scaling their business, make sure that you understand what is in stake as you scale, okay? What you really need to be looking down the road towards as you scale. And again, things don't happen overnight. You're not going to go from 10,000 a month to 100,000 a month overnight. But in 6 months or a year or 2 years, you might, if you work consistently to build out content, to optimize your product pages, to get more suppliers, to optimize your ad accounts, to put more ads out there, to market on a consistent basis and promote and do launches and big sales. And of course, do collaborations with influencers and other things like that to get your name out there. Okay, and keep track of your finances all along the way and build a great team with a great company culture. You're going to succeed in business that way. All right, guys. And if you are interested in getting started, go check out my masterclass. Enroll today. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. I'm having a big sale coming up soon, so make sure you get onto that niches list, email list, so that I can send you that promotion. And if you're interested in having me build a store for you, my whole team is really, really well skilled at building high ticket dropshipping stores fast. You can opt in for my free training on how we do that and see if it's right for you. Book a call with me, that kind of stuff. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. It is a turnkey service where we build an entire store for you and we launch it and then you take it over from there. Okay. So thanks so much for listening, guys. And I really appreciate you being a subscriber and listening to my episodes. If you don't mind, please leave a review of my podcast on the iTunes app. It really helps me to reach a wider audience and to get more people in there. You know, if you want to do that, just go to ecommerceparadise.com/podcast and go to the bottom and leave a review. You, of course, have to be logged in order to do that. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Take care.